Yeah. Welcome, folks. Call for investigation. This is April 3rd, and all kinds of things are going to happen in this first quarter of the year. I'm Donald Grodd and Patricia Shoup, and with a special guest today that's going to give us real heavy insights. So let's just get going there, because we got a full show, lots of action.
With that said, for a minute real quick, Don, because we're kind of doing an overlay here. This is Stu Webb at StuWebb.com, and it is my show for April the 3rd, 2019. We're doing a joint show here, so that way I can broadcast it on mine and Don will be able to, on his. So with that said, go ahead, Don.
Patricia, introduce your special guest on his own show.
Yeah, there you go.
If we don't do double duty nowadays, we don't get enough done. So,
hey, we're having a joint teams, right? We're having a joint teams, all of us, together.
Well, yes, we need to work together.
Yes.
And communicate. So, yeah, I do want to welcome Stu Webb to the show. Kathy was waylaid, was not able to make it today, and she's taking care of her mother. And, you asked me about the hat. Well, there's a reason for it, Don, because, you know, the 5G tower that's just down from where I'm at was attacking me so bad. Wait, they killed Will Wilson. And I discovered that if I put, because I had a real internet problem, if I put on a particular tiara that has crystal in it, I can very clearly feel the difference of all of a sudden it's not as much a problem attacking my skull. And so the hat covers the tiara. Simple as that. Do you want to see the tiara? That's right.
Now you're talking, I can't see your hat because I'm not on there with you on the TV, but I'm on by phone. But what you're talking about is this 5G that they're installing clear across the nation and pretty much got
terrible.
It is.
Yes.
Now, I understand from a nurse that's out in the Bakersfield, California area, and she talks to me on occasion, and she said that they installed 5G in her neighborhood on telephone poles about 6 months ago. And she said all of a sudden, she said in the past four months, she's been having double periods each month, abnormal. And she said she started asking some of the other women on the block, you know, she associates with and talks with all the time. And they got like a little five-acre farms or whatever on the street. And she said there's two others immediately near her that she communicates with. So they're doing a survey of their neighborhood to find out how it's affecting other women and men. Very unusual. And these are young women. They are not over, you know, 36, 7, 8 years of age, folks. It's abnormal.
Yeah, it's really hideous what it's doing. And this is what is not even wrapped up yet.
No.
If it goes in full force, what's it going to do? I mean, please.
The human race, there's enough evidence out here, and I'm going to be bringing some guests on, and I'll give you their names later as well. Some, you know, different ones have told me about them that are real experts in this area. That need to be, you know, they're scientists or whatever, doctors or PhDs or whatever that would, you know, could give us a good explanation of how we've got to stop this. But if it's affecting us, the human race, we don't need anybody to tell us how to stop it because it's impossible. We need to stop it by demanding it be uninstalled. Because here's the problem we got. If they're hitting us, and this is, you know, I think the show that we ought to do, we ought to cover the bases first. If it's basically alien technology, it's artificial intelligence. They're able to do, you know, with this 5G affect our bodies. They want us screwed up and they want us killed. And I say they want us. We have to go back to the start of the time period in the human race, and it was called, you know, good and bad, the good, bad, and ugly, whatever you want to call it. But it was evil versus good, and it's God against the devil. And there was a war in heaven, and there were the fallen angels were kicked to the earth, and we deal with them. Well, they've learned to inhabit human race, actually mate with the humans, and there are races of it out here. And it's even talked about in Genesis, and it's in Genesis 3:23 when Eve did the devil and had Adam. And so you had, or not Adam, but
yeah, you mean Cain.
Yeah. And yeah. You know, that was the race that did the first murder of his brother, and you got to look at Genesis 6, where it talks about they mate with humans, and what we've I've discovered, and come to discover, and as one of the top CI people who became, you know, the one assistant that William Casey is trying to shut down Daddy Bush, Otis Johnson. Later had become one of the top chiefs at the NSA, and he was part of a think tank online and out of his own home, keeping the world safe every day during his shift, and very highly respected. And he says, Stu, he says, the problem with you, he says, you came to know, he says, too much. He said, you graduated with a PhD, he said, from the University of the Bush Melman Clinton Crime Syndicate. He says, this is the problem you have. And he says, that means, he says, your library card expired, which means they're going to expire you. He said, that's the problem. But over the years, he told me things up until they murdered him. 2 years ago, this coming July, with Stonar Technology, all those E-system satellites caused him a heart attack. And I talked to him after they had hit him. I was talking to him on his phone, his cell phone. But the point was, and he died a week later or whatever. But that's what they're shooting most of the people that are real whistleblowers, noisemakers, whatever out here. They're doing a million people every night here in America with that technology. But people have to understand. I'm gonna kind of talk about a bigger picture that we have the problem.
Well, can I interject something before you change?
Yes.
Speaking of the E-systems and heart attacking, I suspect that that was used to off my older brother, because when you put the pieces together, he just happened to be in Indiana, and there happened to be a deluge of journalists suddenly showing up to his funeral. And I said at first I couldn't afford to go there, and then someone made it possible for me to be able to go to his funeral. And when they found out that I was almost there in the city where he was killed and buried, they called off every journalist, worldwide journalist, suddenly. Now, who would have the power to do that in Indiana at the time? The governor was Pence, and I think that would have to be from him. And my brother was way too tall to have died from what they tried to say happened. It didn't make any sense, but what does make sense is he was offed through E-Systems heart attack.
Well, for whatever reason, E-Systems does a million people a night. And what it does is called Stone, STONE R technology. And it was developed a long time ago, and it was because of a lot of it dealt with Raymond Lavis, who's still possibly alive today. And he was a Jason Society boy who was involved with Michael Reconosciuto that took the Inslaw software from Bill Hamilton, basically Daddy Bush, and had him put trap back doors in it for they could put the bug in intelligence worldwide. So the New World Order be way ahead of our own government. And that was what it was about. And Lavis worked with Ted Gunderson in the FBI office out there. And there's a document up there that shows they were selling Osama bin Laden Stinger missiles and other things. And Tim Osman, I think, is the name on there, on the document. But it talks about a neutron bomb in the bottom, too. And it talks about Michael Reconosciuto. But Raymond Lavis was the one that wasn't mentioned in that document. But he was working in that group, who later took the Inslaw and went up in Washington State for almost six years, and took the Inslaw and the software, and was able to learn and was able to bend light and sound waves in midair, so they can bend things. Well, that's what they have now. It's called lasers, and that's the death ray that they used on the World Trade Center. It's bendable now, should we say. And it's a very dangerous situation. Believe me, I would ask people one question. not giving anything on national security, but ask yourself a question, why would the President of the United States order all the military ships, all of our aircraft carriers back? When was this, about a month and a half, two months ago?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Oh, he brought them to port, didn't he, up in Washington State?
Yeah.
Okay, what do we need them for? If we got boats out there floating right now with bendable lasers on them, that you could shoot 5,000 rounds at once at it, and it's detectable on its own, and it destroys everything, including the aircraft that fired it at it. And if it can cut aircraft carriers in half in 3 minutes with over 300 miles away, and it can burn the boroughs of New York sitting off 300 miles, and all three boroughs, all three islands would melt down like the day of 9-1-1 when it was initially tested, the death rate. Now, if they can do that, and they can do it with boats, and we have already produced for over 3 years such boats, I don't think we have a friggin' problem. Except we don't need to be using them against people like Russia. Because the President of Russia, Putin, had threatened the U.S. after he learned of it a long time ago. And he made a threat that he would bomb the Azov Fault, which is off the coast of New York, about 300-500 miles out east. And it would cause such a tidal wave, it would be 1,800 feet high in the United States, hitting the whole east coast. And it would wipe out everything to the Mississippi River. So he says, don't ever use your toys on us. Bendable lasers,
you know,
folks. That's the death ray.
That sounded familiar. Mm. Yeah, when you first said it. And that really matches up with so much that's going on, that they're trying to clear out Fisherman's Bay and the whole area of Coyle and the coastal area, peninsula area. And the Navy is very busy. And all of this, as far as I know, goes back to the black box at Boeing on coordination of so much. And including serial killing and much more, folks. We need to get all of that investigated. And believe it or not, the Green River killing, the actual Zodiac killer, and what was Bundy part of, and so on, was never investigated. But if you'd like to, boy, do I have.
Hold on just a moment. Let me drag this call in here for a second. Amber, we're on the air. You're going to go up with me. Okay. Okay, we're on here, right? This is one of my listeners initially who became one of my human intelligence and a good friend. She happens to be one of the ones that being affected, I just spoke of here a little while ago, about the 5Gs. I mentioned, Amber, on the air,
yeah.
I mentioned that, you had confined in me after they installed about 6 months ago, the 5G or whatever, how you were getting double periods and a couple of the other women on your block and how you're looking into it. You want to explain it? We're on my program as well as we're on cable TV out of Seattle with Don and Patricia.
Hello. Yeah, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Great. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. And your name again is?
It's Amber. Amber Don.
Amber Don. Okay. Great. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just telling Stu that Spectrum came out and installed these gray boxes every telephone pole, about 50 feet apart. I talked to 10 ladies so far, and we're all having periods every 2 weeks. I've had 4 children, and every woman knows what that's like after you have a baby. And these monthly, well, we call them weekly cycles, are worse than having a child. They are intense. It is. Anyways, I have a doctor's appointment next week to go in to see, they can tell me anything to make sure. But it just started. I'm 37 years old. So I'm too young for menopause. I have no history. I'm healthy. And it's crazy. And
she's a registered nurse. So.
Yeah. And I know the symptoms and everything. And they last for 9 days. So imagine twice a month, 9 days from normally to, I get one for like 3-4 days. Now they're 9 days, and sometimes they can even last 12 days. And it's been 8 months of sheer hell. And unfortunately, I have 4 sons and a husband, so I haven't been very pleasant.
I thought it had only been like 6 months, and for 4 months you had had hell. But how long has this been going on? When did they install this? Go ahead.
I told you about this 2 months ago. So it was 6 months when we first talked about it. It's been 8 months now.
Okay.
It wasn't until 6 months that I thought about, like, hey, like, you know, what the hell? What the heck's going on here? And, yeah, so it's been 8 months now.
This is ridiculous.
But anyways, I was calling, the red flag law goes into effect in June. That's what I was calling Stu. And, we're hearing reports from all over the nation that they're coming in and taking the guts from the veterans while they're sleeping. And, I'm terrified. The red flag gun law went into effect in January, and it's to be implemented in June.
What state is this? What is this? Which state are you... Which state?
It was passed by Congress and the Senate.
The United States Congress and Senate both passed it?
Passed it. So in June...
When was this? Today? Today?
No, they passed in January.
Yeah, I know. There was a law passed that said they're going to try to confiscate the guns in 6 months.
Within 6 months, and that's starting in June.
You know, this is a reason for recall, folks. There were 241 of them signed it. It was the day that Trump met with the Korean president, and they had his former lawyer, Stooge, up there playing his game on him and the whole bit. And that was when Pelosi pulled her stuff and passed this with 241 of them. They all need to be recalled. They took an oath to defend and support the Constitution of the United States of America. And they are taking your Second Amendment from you? No, I don't think so. This is where we're going to have to go get them and recall them, drag them out. We didn't vote them in because of voter fraud, because of Daddy Bush's E-Systems satellites, the West Star series that's keeping the Stonar technology aboard, and the Inslaw bendable ray that hit the 911 buildings on the day of 911, melted them down. We were just talking about, Amber, we were talking about in the air beforehand, Patricia and I were, about what they're doing. Because she had talked about different ones having heart attacks. Now, you know, I recently had to have an implant. I've been going through hell. And they're telling me I got this massive psoriasis problem. And it put my father in a nursing home. All of a sudden, I got a financial crunch, and I got to come up with the other half of everything each month. And I can't do it unless I get supporters to help me. I only need a few $100. But the point is, I've got this outbreak on me. And they're telling me it's not infection. And I'm feeling them poking me all the time. They banged the computers one day, and the damn—and I got security cameras on this place. Someone gave me as a gift, and it turned the monitors off for a moment. Where they hit me, I could feel it. So this is the kind of thing that's going on, and they got this capability. Now we have to all understand, where did this come from? And we started off the show kind of talking about the 5Gs and the weather modification, all. And I was talking about the Bible now.
He is the prince of the air, Satan.
It is.
Prince of the air is 5G. This technology is a lockdown prison system. And we only have months until it's fully implemented across America. And there's no way to change it, period. And the vaccination, the forced vaccination that they're doing on us, they are implanting these chips into us. It'll sting and burn like a scorpion. There's no ifs, ands, ways about it. I went to the DMV because I forgot to send the money in to renew my driver's license, and they told me, they asked me if I wanted a universal driver's license. I said, what? A universal driver's license to be implemented by 2020, where this driver's license will allow you to be a universal citizen. If you hear this, a universal citizen. I live in California. By 2020, I have to have this new driver's license to be a universal world citizen. I'm no longer an American. I'm just a world slave.
Okay, we all want to go with this, and that's very interesting. They're already pushing this strong. And this comes down to and passing the laws. Now, wait just a minute. Where we started from, and I want to kind of go there because I want the audience to understand where all this technology came from. And it came from these fallen angels that are possessing human beings. Now, Otis, I'd mentioned to him, former NSA, et cetera, kept everybody safe at night. well respected, and people will understand who he is. And if the president or anybody in that level were to listen to this radio show and check on the guy, you'd find out who he was. Okay, Daddy Bush was scared of him, but Otis had become a good friend of mine. But he had busted the Louisiana governor and put him in jail for bank fraud, and he had infiltrated Milman's organization. The guy that busted John Gotti was happened to be in the jail cell with him, the same cell, and they were there. One was a witness and the other one was under protective custody at the time when I was locked up as a political prisoner. Now that was way back in 1992 to 93, and there was 1500 Iran-Contra players that they sent me to Springfield with. Thank God I still got good contacts. I can tell you this, based on everything I'd come to know, including Harry Rupp, who flew Daddy Bush into the alien base Papoose Lake, Nevada, Otis Johnson, that was aware that there was 200,000 people possessed by these aliens, the government calls them. They don't call them fallen angels, Stewie said. He says, I might be in agreement with you, but he says there are 200,000 of them that are registered. And they've got 10 million clones from Hope, Arkansas, the secret underground base at Rodney Bowers with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I had mentioned to him one time, and he said, oh, still investigating that. I said, yeah, it's a damn cloning base, you know. He was correct. Now, he did a lot of stories about the Arkansas crowd, the mean Arkansas and the Clintons and the Bushes and everybody. They were. I dealt with them quite often, way, way back. Anyway, the point is, all this alien technology came from the Templars, the Knights Templars, these Illuminati. And it was the turn of the century when they brought the technology about. And even Ford, Henry Ford, was objecting to him. I mean, he knew there was a problem, but and he was an industrialist. But they brought the alien technology to Nikola Tesla and the drawings, and he took his bench, and there's look up Nikola Tesla, our U.S. scientist. He had found out that by turning these magnetic disks against each other, wooden disks on a rod with magnets placed, and they turn the opposite, and you speed them up, etc. He found out his bench started moving sideways across the room. Well, he turned it the other way. It lifted the bench up off, which was anti-gravity. And it created electricity. It also created space-time, a big black hole that they could see into and actually travel through later in the Montauk Project, series of books out of New York on. They sent a bunch of kids through space-time. And some of them went in and came back. And it was. And in that book, there's something very significant called the OG meter, O-G meter, stop secret. I know all about that. They did a setting on him. And they've got cloaks now that they can put a big, it's like a big long trench coat that looks like a Brillo pad that they use. And they can walk through walls and they're 99% invisible. We have this, but it will kill them once they become an assassin for the government doing that kind of thing. Using that technology, because it's doing the same thing as basically this 5G does. Now, all this technology, the aliens did the Roswell crash intentionally. And when they did this crash, it was for the purpose of identifying to the human race, we're here. Now, when they did this, there's videos out there, used to be on YouTube, of the little alien crash that the government released and so forth later on in years of the communication with the little alien. Well, Harry Rupp was one of the CIA pilots. Otis Johnson knew him. He was also one of the three CIA bankers. He was Adolf Hitler's pilot during the last 6 months before he defected, or 6 months that he flew for him, and at a young age, 17, and he was that good a pilot. And he defected to the old or to the OSS, to the RSI. Later became legal in December of 1963 when they made all the Germans illegal over here in America after Kennedy's murder. But the point was, he was Daddy Bush's personal pilot when he was president of the United States. But he was what, and he flew him to Papoose Lake, Nevada, where the alien base is, and it's southwest, about 40 miles from where Area 51 is. Area 51 is a test site, folks. It's our military's test site. John Lehrer used to be a pilot there. He was a CIA pilot during the Vietnam War, etc. John tested toys out there. That's our military. Okay.
Can but I add one thing, Will, or Stu?
Yes.
Will Wilson talked about just what you are talking about, and they transported him. He was one of the first ones transported, and he knew and remembered that. I think that's what why he ended up dead, because they could not have him have that information. It's all
okay. I don't know. I don't know about any of that. But here was the deal, that the test site out there, people have died, folks, in Lake Tahoe, drowned. Their bodies were never discovered. They were found later in Santa Monica Bay, because way down deep, the ocean cuts inwards towards Nevada and Arizona, way down deep, and that's where they discovered this canyon of holes in there. They used it, expanded upon it. Our military has had it for years, okay? Many corporations have their it was used as their test site. Even a corporation that my father worked for with the top security clearance, okay, had their test site there. Daddy Bush and his E-System had their little test site there. That's where they got the generation, the power off the Hoover Dams to test that death ray that they used on the towers on 9-1-1. And it came from the generators. There's about 10 generators in there, and two of them go to the civilian side. The rest of them go to the military side. Now, there's an alien base in there, southwest of Area 51, where the test site is. There's an alien base. It's called Papoose Lake, Nevada. Now, Harry Rupp told me that when he first time he flew in there, he says, you know, the mountain opens up and all, and they pull the jet in. They tell him to shut it down, and Bush gets off, and he gets off behind him. And they tell him not to go across the lines. If he does, the laser's going to kill him. They're going to melt down. He's toast. So don't leave the lines. If you need somebody, punch a button on the bell. We'll talk to you, see what the problem is, send somebody down or whatever. Here's a cafeteria down here, cold food and stuff, some hot coffee, that kind of stuff. There's a restroom. There's a place to go sleep. There's a place to take a shower, the whole bit. So he starts wandering around, staying within the line. He said he walks in to take a whiz, and he says he sees about 20 of these aliens staring at him, and he's freaking out from it, and he's going, whoa, it looks like they're ready to attack him, and all of a sudden he realizes there's some kind of a suit, and he sees them hanging on a rod, so he walks over and touches it, and he says it feels like skin. He says those were the suits they had to have been wearing because they're invisible. He says, this is what they were doing during the time of Roswell. Think about it, Stowe. Now, these aliens are fallen angels, folks. Okay? They aren't human, or they're demons or something. I don't know. Invisible. I know that Otis Johnson explained to me, he said, Stowe, whatever occupies your ex-father-in-law and has lived, for, whatever it's occupying him, has lived for thousands of years. Now, he was one of the 12 Illuminati top chiefs, the 12 disciples of Satan, they called him, along with Daddy Bush and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller and Meyer Rothschild and Paul Warburg and Patrick Wu and of China and Anwar Ben Shri, the head rabbi, and Pope Benedict and Grace, Bill Grace of Grace and Company. And usually they pass the demon, the fallen one, to their sons, one of their sons. In this case, like this generation of them, there's only been about three or four of them have had any sons. So they've passed it to other people, like Meyer Lansky did. It was passed to Leonard Mohman, the Jewish crime syndicate. And he was an Illuminati. He was one of the 12 disciples of Satan. They call him the 12 disciples because they're the 12 that answer directly to the devil when they do human sacrifices, etc. And they're the ones that are given control over the gray men's empire, they call it. The gray men's empire is the money. It's the loot they stole. In 81, only 1% of the population controlled 20% of the entire economy of the United States. Now, this is according to General Accounting Office. Then you move on up to 2012, and what had happened? They did all this financial fraud on us, and they stole all the loot, everybody's everything. And it came down to 400 men now, control 95% of the U.S. economy, according to General Accounting Office, which gives that information to the United States Congress and Senate. based on Treasury Department, Comptroller of Currency, etc. All that information. And now we're even reduced more because Larry Mizell, one of the 12 disciples that took over when Leonard Mellon died, and it jumped in him, he was anointed to take the be the host body to this fallen one for the power, supposedly, and all the assets of Milman. There was $100 trillion transferred over there, folks, to Larry Mizell, the Gray Man's Empire, out of Milman's control. Milman's family only got $50 billion estate, which is all stolen loot and drug money and all the other stuff. But the point is, and I'm making, is they have controllers. Then they got the 400 now underneath them. Then they have others. Now, not all of them are leaders of the world, like Donald Trump. I don't believe he's fallen angel possessed. But maybe it could be one of his aides that's in there putting the sense in him. These fallen ones. There's a story on my internet site on the front. Daddy Bush, Illuminati, Wizard of Oz. Go read it. It talks about the different senses that they have. Like a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th senses that these fallen ones have. So maybe Daddy Bush is walking along the streets, if he is still alive. Maybe he's walking along the streets of New York and, hey, Stu Webb's standing up there and he decides to drop brick on the guy's head. Get rid of this punk. And all of a sudden, the brick gets down there about four floors above him and he steps out of the way because he senses it. That's what the fallen ones have. They have many more senses than we have. Now, they made an agreement with our government leaders, which is treason and sedition at the highest order, in my opinion. And some say it was the year 52, others say it was 54, and it's the 52 to 2012 agreement. Now, John Lehrer says that's when his dad sold Learjets, started building the flying saucers, okay? Built 150 of them, admitted on the air with me about 3 or 4 years ago. Now, that was his dad, built the anti-gravity outer military. President Trump talks about we're going to have outer space military. They've already got it. Okay, we've had it for a long time. It's also parked at the base out there north of Las Vegas, which is all that S4, they call it. S4. Now, if I may go further here for a minute. This technology has gone to a point to where it's beyond belief. I've met not only someone to fly Daddy Bush around, Otis Johnson that was trying to, with Casey to bust Daddy Bush and stop a bunch of this, that was NSA that knew of the 200,000 and all the other stuff. I mean, these are some top people. I also came to know Ed Slade, who was a Area 52, known as S4, Papoose Lake, Nevada scientist. He worked with the aliens. Upon his retirement, along with about six other people, everybody was suicided and murdered, died within 6 months after their official retirement. Ed got poked in the head and knocked into a coma for 2 years. When he came out, I met him about a year, 6 months to a year later through another friend that knew him. And he started opening up on me on everything. Now, I'll tell you an example where he was at years ago when he was working for him in the 1970s. He said they told him to take new metal. He was going to take, which is element 115, folks. Probably doesn't show up on element charts. It's bendable. It's an element that they came up with other elements. That it's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he turns into the robot. The skin comes off him. He's exposed as a robot. We have those. Those are called robotoids. Those are robotoids. We have the real thing. They fingerprinted people down there in St. Louis, Missouri, where they had the riots about 2-3 years ago, sent them in there. They look human. They have sex with you. These are top notch. They crap. They drink water so it cools their innards, the whole bit. This is how sophisticated it is. That's element 115. Element 116, they mix with fusion into it with 117, and it comes up with 118, which is called dipolium. That's what the newest, latest edition of the flying saucers are made out of. Dipolium, element 118. Now, in the Bible, what's interesting is in the Bible code that the scientists came up with over in Israel, and they found out that, wow, mathematically, if we do this and this and this, at Goose Chase, all they were after, and they were trying to get the Christians all across this country back around 2000 and with all the trolls and stuff to try to identify for them what it was in the code where these elements were. Because it's either in Proverbs or Psalms, which is the middle book of the Bible. It's in there with the elements of 149 of them. They're trying to find and identify, and they believe a lot of them are in Nevada and Arizona out in the southwest here in the United States. The aliens are trying to find that. These are the fallen angels. Now, they need that for technology to make other toys. Here's what Ed came up with for them, stopping at the 118, which is covers the flying saucer. Reentry doesn't burn up. He mixed all his stuff together, ended up working with the aliens right there, comes up with a loaf of bread, size metal. He's told to put it in this, you know, leather case, and he was to go meet Zohar, or whoever it is, down there at the pyramid in Mexico, north of Mexico City someplace. So he goes down there, and normally he says, that, you know, it's a certain time, it was... the sun was still up and all the other near sunset. And he says, normally there's people out there, but there wasn't anybody around. He was the only one. But he walks over and he said, the guy stands about 7'6" tall or in that range. And he says, he walks up there and he says, Stowe, he says, you know, he introduced himself. He says, you must be Ed. Yeah. And he shakes his hand. He said, did you bring me what I wanted? Yeah. He says, well, let me see it. And he opens up the bag. He says, now what I want you to do is take it out there and set it so many yards out there. And he, you know, walks off an estimated yards. He said, what do you want me to do? Just set it down. Come back here. I'll show you what you made me. So Ed goes back there and he turns around and he says, now watch. He turns it into a flying saucer. Ed goes, what'd you do? How'd you do that? And, you know, this is it. The scientist, U.S. scientist. Now, he was given credit, Ed Slade was, for landing the Apollo on the moon. But he was in headquarters down at the base there in Florida. Used to be called Cape Kennedy or whatever. Cape Canaveral. He was at the base headquarters. And they're all congratulating. He's going, something's wrong. Later he found out they used anti-gravity instead of his jet propulsion he came up with. The point was, he worked with these aliens. He came up with this. He turns it into a flying saucer down there at the pyramid. And he says, how'd you do that? He said, I thought it into it. Watch this. He turns it back to the loaf of bread. Now he says, Ed, think it into a flying saucer. He says, I can't do that. He says, yeah, you can. He says, just close your eyes and start thinking that chunk of metal is going to turn into a flying saucer. So he starts thinking. He says, Ed, you're thinking wrong. You need to think over this way and think that. There you go. He says, now, think a little deeper here. He says, now open up your eyes. It turned into a flying saucer. What was the fallen angel doing? It was reading his mind. What his thinking was, to tell him what he needed to do. We're up against this. This is the fallen ones that are down here now in control of our governments worldwide, our technology worldwide, who can move. As an example, we have space-time they can go into. We have invisibility. Look at the Philadelphia experiment, 1948. And Al Bielek went through space-time. I got to know him in 2004. In 1994, I met him, and we sat and talked about all the stuff. And I was getting in tune with it after being locked up with all these political prisoners and different ones and hearing about them. And then ended up on a tour of doing 150 cities, of giving speeches in 42 states or 44 states. And so I got to meeting a lot of people and understanding a lot of things from what was going on out here. And folks, it hadn't changed. It's gotten worse. Worse than what they were talking about. I mean, we've got weather wars. It's called HARP. Daddy Bush and Melman again. And here was the Melman side with Robert Anderson of Arco Oil. Arco had the oil lease rights. Melman did. Arco and John King of King Resources, old guy now, that went belly up in 72, and they owned the North Slope oil lease. They broke the Bank of Chicago or whatever it was back in the 70s over that lease. And the money they borrowed against him. Point was, they put the alien technology, which is HARP, up there in Alaska near where the pipeline is, which there are 12 families, the 12 disciples of Satan, that all get a cut off of 6 corporations off the initial money before now British Petroleum, who owns it, gets their oil revenues. And that pipeline, if anybody ever remembers back in the early 70s, we the American people as taxpayers paid for that. And we were supposed to have delivered 100% of that oil to the United States. Not one damn drop of it comes here, except for some that was dropping in a refinery out near where Amber lives that Leonard Melman owned and Daddy Bush and was stealing oil off there. Here was the point. That Alaskan pipeline turned into harp. Because in 2006, I got calls from several people that day who said, have you seen what happened? I said, you mean about the, after the first one told me about it? I said, yeah, I've kind of heard, you know, they're moving the jet stream. Yeah, they were able to do it with HARP. First time, able to move it south. And this is in 2006, and there was mass amount of crop that was killed in Oklahoma and northern Texas all through there from that massive freeze. Now, this was in April, as I recall, of 2006, because I wrote about it and put it on my internet site. Since that time, I've watched HARP. The whole key is watch your history, I mean your weather channel, or watch the local weather. HARP, after it's done its damage, counterclockwise, storms are turning. That's a HARP tail end storm. Not normal. Second thing, you'll see the jet stream come down off of Alaska. It will come down the straight down the coast to California, and then it will hit Bakersfield, and then part of the jet stream will go down and hit Southern California, the clobber across Arizona with. And the one that's hitting Bakersfield is popping us over here in the Midwest and popping the East Coast, and it's been this way all winter long. They beat the hell out of the East or the West Coast. We're having massive flooding. Everybody's seen it on the news of the state north of, kind of northeast of me, or northwest, Nebraska. Directly to the west of me here, Kansas is dumped into downtown Kansas City, where I'm in Independence out here to the east of there. Up high enough, I don't have to worry about it. But it's hitting all the farmland. And it's killed all this mass amount of cattle up there. From the floodings. I mean, they're saying now we're only going to have about 3 in 1,000 of a head left. Of cattle, that's a food shortage. The farmlands, parasites are out there, they're claiming that's in the water in Kansas City that was being fed into Johnson County, Overland Park, one of the 12 richest counties in the nation, and into the Kansas City water supply. Thank God Independence is an aquifer where I'm at. But the other, they found some green crap in their stuff, parasites, something you don't want to get in your system. That stuff's floating all down land, it's hitting all that farmland. Now, east of us, they're talking now, oh yeah, about a week. I've been saying all along that once the flooding started, it always ends up down here. It spreads out east of Kansas City, the farmland does, the river, and it just has devoured in the past food crop. And it's doing the same thing, and they're expecting about a week to 2 weeks from now when it really gets thick down around the Mississippi and Missouri coming together north of St. Louis. Watch out for the southern part of Missouri, southeast crop line, crops, farmland, and into Illinois. It's going to destroy it. We're going to end up with a fourth of our, to a half of our food supplies gone, period. That's the point. And it's the deal. Go ahead, Amber.
I'm going to say, since you 100%, I live in Southern California. We go year-round. My daffodils are still budded. Normally the daffodils, I'm sorry, not the daffodils, but dandelions, they're still budded. They just barely opened up today. Normally, dandelions open up, you know, the end of January. We still have no food in the ground. And we have a petition right now. If you go to whitehouse.gov, petitionwhitehouse.gov, we have a petition to end chemtrails in America. We need 100,000 signatures. Please go find this. You have to confirm after you sign up on this petition, whitehouse.gov, you have to confirm on your email in order to authorize it, to confirm it. The food supply is gone, y'all. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm planting potatoes. I have chickens. I'm planting green beans to grow up the fence line. And these 5G towers that are putting up everywhere, North Carolina, these 5G towers that are going up, they can wipe out your whole entire city. Those are microwave towers. Those are not signals. That's not, you know, Those are microwave towers. I'm sorry. I'm so upset right now.
And Arkansas, the same thing on crops. It's very severe. We didn't even have a winter crop at all. And looking really late for the summer crop to be planted properly. Yeah, it's one thing after another.
It all comes down.
We grow year round. We lost last year right when all the trees and all the blooms and all of our trees, apricots, plums, cherries, you name it, we grow it here in Southern California. As soon as all the trees are blooming, they hit them with hail. We did the same thing this year. The grapevines are barely grown normally. Normally by this time of the year, the grapes are full of leaves. They are still frozen. They're still little sticks. I'm terrified, and this isn't just in America. This is worldwide, y'all. This is worldwide. They hit Africa with a blizzard. They hit Hawaii with a blizzard. Those plants in Hawaii, those are not made to be frozen. Those plants are all going to die. They're not going to come back. They're going to have to be reseeded. And the same thing with the trees that they hit in Florida. It takes 30 years for those trees to produce a harvest. Same thing here in California. It takes years. They took away our water. They allowed it to run out into the ocean. So the last 30 years, we have lost. I mean, you should just see all the dead. It's dead. We fed the world in California when I turned 18 years old. We had so much wealth, so much food, so much jobs. Nobody wanted for nothing. Even the homeless and the stray dogs were fat. Our elderly out here are old. They're not young. They're old Black Americans and white Americans. It's devastating. The 2008 market crash took away their pensions, their retirement, their houses. Then they lost their insurance. Their wives, their sons and daughters abandoned them. We have old people sleeping in the gutters, dying from pneumonia because the hospitals just kick them out.
It's not just there.
We have 25% of Americans in California are homeless, yet we have 11 million illegal immigrants that get free housing, free food, free health care, everything. I met this Black veteran. Something told me to stop. He was riding by on a bicycle. My son said, stop. Started talking to him. I was like, hi, sir, how are you doing? And then I noticed his hat. He had a World War II, hat on. I started talking to him. His wife died from pneumonia because they kicked her out of the hospital and he couldn't get into the homeless shelter. And she died because she couldn't get a warm place to sleep. I gave him some food and a hug, and I said, sir, I'm sorry. He was like, I lost my buddy. I lost my friend. I fought for this nation. He's like, I can't even get a dry place to sleep. I think at this moment, Donald Trump is in charge of the federal government. He would not allow them to nuke us. He would not allow them to draw one bullet against us. But once Donald Trump is done, because they tried to kill him, 12, 15 times already? Once he's gone, it's going to be tribulation on earth 7 years right now. And Nigeria, they're killing all the Christians. The Iraq war, 9/11, Christianity comes from Iraq and the Middle East. There's more Christians over there than there was ever Muslims or Jews. Those were all Christians. Every 30 seconds, a Christian is murdered. We're next. Right now in Mexico, they're killing all the Indians, all the native Indians. That's their land, those pyramids. They're coming in, the gangsters are coming in and murdering them and raping them and killing them because they want the land.
Their intent, the aliens' intent, was called Operation 2000. And folks, think back. During 2000, there was this big celebration ushering in the new century. Even Billy Boy made a comment about it, Y2K, the meltdown. If you remember the big joke. And the Congress and Senate kind of laughed when he mentioned during his speech that we're investigating and going to be watching it. Like there was going to be some kind of a big event, They're over there doing their pyramid game, where they're celebrating. Daddy Bush is there, the 12 disciples of Satan. They had, I think, 300 jets out there in the desert. They, took a bulldozer, it's just rock anyway, and it made a nice smooth place for the jets to land. Well, they parked there, but they weren't expecting what happened. And the pyramid was doing its laser lights. These were some of these lasers that were going to be seen in outer space, and everybody almost around the world could see it, the sky lit up. It was going to be ushering in the New World Order, they called it, and the whole bit. Well, that also the Queen of England was on the River Tam upstream, and she was going to go out, and it was real still, and she was going to go out on a wooden boat, and she was going to light the torch, and she was going to drop the torch onto this big diesel that they were going to release for 60 miles downstream. The River Tam would catch on fire. Celebrate the New Year. I was in Las Vegas spending that weekend, I believe it was, as I recall, or that period of time, with a friend, a female, strictly platonic, prayer warrior. I happened to sleep on her couch about 2-3 nights in a row during that period of time. She had some guests over that were very unusual I wanted to meet, and different people. Anyway, point was, she said, let's go pray about this, Stu. She had faith and belief, and we did. Well, about a half an hour later, we're back around the TV kind of watching, and they're showing a picture. All of a sudden, over the pyramid, it started forming big clouds. And all of a sudden, it started to rain a little bit later. But the clouds kept the lights from being seen throughout the world. Then we hear about the River Tam game she's going to do. I said, you know what? We need to go pray about this. We did. And the river, before she was able to light the thing, suddenly the river started rising and shaking, and her boat started rocking and shaking. Then it started raining. Clouds came in out of nowhere. That's the power of prayer. Two or more coming together. Now, we can defeat these animals, and we can defeat them in every way, but we've got to take power and action away from them, the toys in the attic that they possess. And our government possesses them, and they can take it away. I'll cite you an example, okay? There was an alien base once blown out over a French airliner that had gone down. And I asked Otis Johnson, he says, yeah. And he says, it's true. We sent in the such and such. And he says, I didn't even wake the president. So that's the kind of power the man had. I know these things. I know things that are beyond anything that I can even talk about, some things. They're classified. It's national security. I believe in national security. I believe, though, that we've got to take toys away from Raytheon Corporation. And if the president, if everybody would pass this broadcast to him, maybe he would understand, okay, knowing that what's going on. And by the way, I don't appreciate you continuing the drug operation in Afghanistan, Mr. President, to support the United States Treasury right now. Okay? That's a no-no. You're flooding the place with drugs through Jeb Bush. And you are aware that the United States government's taking a small piece of the action, and Daddy Bush is getting all the rest. Maybe you don't know Daddy Bush is getting all the rest, but he is. The drugs need to stop. Out of Afghanistan, in the drones, the Hollywood Air Base down there in Florida, it needs to stop. Now.
Well, when two or more gathered, and we have four, let's the prayer be exactly what you just said.
There we go. And I'm in agreement. If everybody's in agreement, we can do a lot of things with the power of God Almighty. But we also need action-orientated people. He doesn't want it's coming down to the human race, folks. We are at a point they want to destroy us in masses. As an example, when Springfield, Missouri got hit with that tornado a while back, a few years ago, I called Otis up and I said, shit, they wiped out 80% of the town. That was Harp. He says, yeah, that's what they're going to start doing. He says they're going to start taking masses out. Look at what has happened down in Houston. Look at what happened in Florida. Look at the different events with these HAARP-generated, HAARP, H-A-A-R-P or something like that, generated weather wars they're doing. Watch the jet stream. Normal jet streams don't come down along the west coast of the United States, cut across, split, cut across, and then curve back up like a friggin' rattlesnake. Going back north, that's not a normal jet stream. They're controlling it. And they've got it now to where they're going to be able to use, if they don't already have it, and it's probably national security crap, but it's going to be the death ray in the damn thing. As long as there's an active volcano, they have the energy to do this.
Right.
They do. They absolutely do.
So the problem is we have to take control of the technology. Now, we got the problem because they're out here with their aircraft and all their other stuff, but we can get them off and cut the technology and cut this crap with Papoose Lake, Nevada, and out there just south, Bluffdale, Utah. Buffdale, Utah, folks. There is a sixth-floor underground base, and it's full of computers, beyond computers, they call it. It's artificial intelligence now they're talking about, except there's a problem. And Ernest Johnson was out there because I put him, he lived in Hastings, and I was remodeling his house for him, and he asked me to drive to the airport where he was going to meet a general to fly out to somewhere, and he flew out and came back. But once he went to Papoose Lake, and another time he went to Area 51. Okay? Twice. Now, I better not... I don't know where I was going with this. It was kind of deep a conversation. But anyway, he confirmed... Oh, the alien base. It was when he flew... Once was... there was about three different flights, but there was two that I put him at the airport, and one was he went into 51, and one he went into the new base. Salt Lake, Bluffdale. And he said, Stu, you're right. They built a damn alien base on the south side of Bluffdale. There's a big new alien base in there. And it goes all the way to Richfield, Utah, folks. Look it up on the map, Richfield. It's where I-70 hits I-95 or I-25 or whatever it is that goes through Utah north to south. It's just back to the east of there. To the east. Probably about 60 miles, kind of in a canyon. That's the end of the deal, because I was driving through there and saw him with the boring machine coming out the damn hole. I said, my God, I got out of there fast. I was on the freeway, nothing around me. But the point is, I saw that several years ago, and I'd mentioned to him, and he was out there, and he said, you're right, they built an alien base in there. Now, that's our problem that we have. It is these fallen angels, it is 12 disciples of Satan who are controlling the United States economy, who are in control of 88% of your pension funds, folks, as well. There are two corporate entities. One's Great West Life of Denver, Colorado, controls 44% of it. They're based out of Johnson County, Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas, where they bought it from J.P. Morgan about 4 years ago, maybe five. And the other 48% of y'all U.S. pension funds are controlled by Kemper, or by Fidelity Financial of Denver, Colorado. And what's interesting, we're going to wrap it up. But the two corporations are both run by Leonard Millman's attorneys and scamsters, and Daddy Bush's attorneys and scamsters, who are both APEC directors, Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein. And who was their partners? Clinton's and Neil Bush. With that said...
We obviously need to keep going on this, but we need to wrap it up for the Seattle version. And thank you, folks, for watching. And look for the rest of it, because I don't want to stop Stu as he is on a roll.
we'll go on part two about this to let people know a little bit further. But look, we got to unite together. Up on StuWeb.com is a recall petition. Go get it, folks. It's simple. It's a $150 filing fee with Secretary of State's office, and everybody voted to take your gun. They're violating their oath of office, Second Amendment, to support and defend the Constitution. It's a reason for recall. That's what this whole thing was about initially. I helped the people. All I did is got them attention on my radio show, and they got enough volunteers to get the signatures where they put them on the voting block, and they got rid of them. So we can do a lot of things now, and if we all come together.
Yes, communicate. And if there is a hurricane where they're using the technology illicitly, let me know, because there's something I can do about it, and I appreciate knowing ahead of time, not the damage afterwards.
Before you guys get hit with a national disaster, you all need to come together in one group. They are sitting in private military. Anyways, that's what I've heard, but it says in the Constitution, no law shall impede on our God-given rights. We are a Christian nation. Our rights, we are sovereign, we are free. And for the good...
There's many of us and few of them.
Right.
The reason why they want to take away our Christian heritage, because our Constitution is written in Christian law and in the Bible, and we are free. They want to enslave us with their Sharia, their whatever crap. They want to take away our heritage. They took our Bibles out of school. They took away our prayer. They took away our children's founding father, the God-given rights that they were given to them.
They're doing everything they can to take away the actual common law and the basis that they, legal system was built on, which was do no harm.
Now, all we have to do is get rid of these people, okay? We've got to take control of our government because, folks, I don't know whether Donald Trump has the power to do it, okay?
Yeah, I'm really doubting it.
His intent was well-meaning in the beginning, but, you know, I don't see it happening.
They gave away the power of the presidency to FEMA, to the Department of Homeland Security, and Congress, before Donald Trump took office, Congress passed a law that the former president has the right to impeach, to remove a sitting president out of power. That passed in December of 2016. Donald Trump's trying to do what he can do, and he would not allow the federal government to nuke us like that stupid senator said. No way. Go ahead. Don't turn in your guns. The federal government has the nukes, and they're legit. He tweeted that. This man is still in office. And he still has a Twitter page. Yet we can't talk about anything on the internet.
Our First Amendment rights are being trampled upon, and our Second Amendment right, from what everybody's saying, is probably going to come to pass unless everybody takes action. Now, I like the idea of celebrating July the 4th. It'd really be nice to have a good barbecue after we clean the problem up. We could have a great celebration, and we could do it without raising a damn gun with these recall petitions. Go read the thing on my website. They've already done it to two congressmen. With that said, it's enough said. We're at our hour, aren't we, Don?
No, we're past the hour. That's why I had to break in and close out for the Seattle program. So we've got that timing. It's okay. And as long as we have the...
let's try to wrap it up within about 5 minutes then, and I'll let all you say the final word here on my program. Don, if you're there.
No, he's not. Okay. He hasn't
I'll
been
let
for
you
quite
and,
some
you
time.
And, you and Amber.
They cut him out. The censorship is going strong, and we've had major mass problems, folks. We would appreciate any help you can be. And as for financial, I think we're all beyond hurting. They're trying to make sure of that, right, Stu?
Oh, they've got me in such a bind. I need a few thousand bucks right now. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So I don't know where it's going to come from. I need help, folks. It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief, everything that's going on. But you might look at my site. For those of you who haven't been in there, everything's kind of changed around, and you can get all the past radio shows. They're right there on the front of the site after I do them. And so you'll be able to go on and click on them at any time and listen to any of them, and just click the one that's playing on the air on the site itself. Just turn it off.
Yeah. I still have had major problems getting into your petition area, so if you can work on that, I'd sure appreciate it.
It should work just fine now.
I hope so. Yeah,
everything works fine on the front of the website. And folks, I have identified the United States government, Cogentco, the Israeli-owned U.S. telephone company that the United States Congress, Senate, Homeland Security, and everybody uses, Cogentco. It's called Cogentco.com. It's owned by PSI Inc. out of Washington, D.C. It's part of the phone company, part of the email banks, all tied up with Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, and all of them. They have been doing massive cyberterrorism for over 6 years against my website, and I use a software called WordFence. You can buy it for $99 a year if you have a WordPress site, which I recommend to get the software, as best it is. It identifies them according to humans, bots, who's doing cyber attacks, et cetera, a whole list of things, and it goes into breaking them down. So you can see, clerk to 48 hours ago, who was what, when, and where on your site. I mean, even if you have huge numbers, it will register whoever's been on there. Okay, so it was able to identify, because people were saying they were being blocked from my site. They were telling me this and that. I wasn't blocking them. I was blocking the enemy, having to spend a lot of time each week on it to keep my site up and where it loads within a minute. Now it loads in 10 seconds. It's because my name. I forgot to pay the $40 name, SueWeb.com, and both servers shut down until I paid it. I went, whoa, my website's off. So I paid the guy, he hooked it back up, and when he did, I was watching the software pretty tight for, you know, off and on while I was loading some stuff up on my site, and wham, here's Cogentco. Here's the Israeli Mossad, an IP. All it takes is one IP, and I trace that entire Mossad network back.
and it killed half the side of the terrorism attacks once I got it blocked and blocked on cloud. And their entire network worldwide. Lunatic claims to have killed Vince Foster, joined forces publicizing garbage about me. Garbage. That I supposedly sold her to a sex ring for when she was a kid for $4,000. I'm laughing.
Well, they don't have
because this criminal acts, along with the cyber terrorism, is criminal acts. That is 10 to 20 years. Making such a comment, not only do I own you now, but I'm going for the criminal side of what you're trying to do to me and my reputation. What they're afraid of, what it amounts to, and what they're afraid of is what I've always done best. Unite people together, put people together, and make action-oriented things happen.
And, well, you know,
With this false hope of Tom Hennigan as an example, where it's, oh, we have a military tribunal. We have a military. Literally, what does he's owed all this money, and the duly elected president's Al Gore, and there's a military tribunal. Folks, there's no military tribunal. There's nothing to that. Nothing whatsoever. It's all bogus. Oh, QAnon, there's always a dice. Bogus, bogus, bogus.
And they're keeping it up, folks.
It's false hope.
The look, 5 million, remember?
Look, Hennigan retired, folks, early. He gets $2,000 a month Social Security. He was an ex-spook, okay? When he turned 65 in May, he gets a $5 million severance retirement package. It's already a done deal. Leo Lunt has already been told, here's your $5 million severance package, Leo. You're over 65. That all happened like a month and a half, 2 months ago. That ain't enough.
Yeah.
He's got to be up to me. Folks, I found nine of my papers, nine PayPal buttons were out there floating among shit that who knows how much money they stole from me.
And me too.
I had to kill the entire top bar on my website, folks. Radio shows, everything. I'm going to put it back up shortly because I've got them all done. But they were hooked in that tight, dating back 2014 instead of current. All that has changed. So, I just want to tell anybody that couldn't get on my website in the past, there's a high probability you can probably dial me up now and aren't blocked. But if you are blocked, call me. Call me up and give me your IP number. Pardon me?
You can call that number, the 1702 number, which is on Vimeo.
You can call and listen to any radio show. Plays on my air. I'm no longer loading on Vimeo. It's being loaded into my servers, folks. Where you can listen to the shows right there on and click on them. Listen to them.
Do you want to let that number out?
StuWeb.com, but you can also listen to my shows. Go to StuWeb.com and you can listen live. I mean, if you're hearing the show, you can listen to it by dialing up on the telephone. I forgot what the number is. It's 712-something here.
Okay.
Pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I forget my own numbers here. But anyway, it's a you just dial up. I don't know what it is.
Well, we've got plenty to remember, so.
Yeah. Okay. I love it too much, but
I'd have to. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you. God bless you.
Very nice to meet you, Amber.
You guys take care. Bye, Sue.
Goodbye, both of you.